Inside COVID-19 from BizNews. Dr. Nolotando Nemwatsirani is with us as per one of our regular visitors here on the Inside COVID-19 podcast. Nolly, we're now seeing the infections in South Africa escalating, and with it comes more hospital admissions. Are they managing to cope?
Sadly, we are at that stage now where in certain provinces we're seeing an increased number of cases. And with that, obviously, we are going to start seeing certain people getting admitted. I think maybe just to put it in context, we know that if we're looking at people who are infected, 80% will safely be managed in the out-of-hospital environment, whereas 20% will require hospitalization. But obviously, as the volumes increase, the 20% becomes quite a significant number. I think we started seeing this in the Western Cape, where they had their first surge before other provinces like the Eastern Cape and Gauteng followed. And I think we are also hearing that in KZN, there is a demand for hospitalization as well. What it really boils down to is that once we see these increasing number of infections, there will be a requirement for hospital bed capacity. And Eastern Cape is currently, I think, struggling. And I think it also talks to what was in place prior to COVID-19. And we know that the Eastern Cape, they had already some challenges from a healthcare bed supply point of view. Gauteng, maybe not as much, but we are seeing that Gauteng is catching up in terms of numbers to Western Cape, but we have not really had any indication that they are reaching full capacity. There is definitely strain in the hospital environment, some facilities more than others, but I think right now we are at that point that obviously if you look at why we had the lockdown, it was really to delay the increase in number of cases to prepare the system. But there is no system that can be fully prepared for the significant number of cases that may require hospital care.
In the Western Cape, they seemed to handle it okay, also with additional facilities, tent beds and stuff like that. Is it also the situation in Gauteng that we have the facilities in our province to handle it?
Yes. So actually, the Gauteng Department of Health, they've informed us that they've repurposed quite a few beds in their existing facilities. You will be aware of the field hospital in Nasrec, and I think they are looking at various other facilities that they can convert into field hospitals. If you think about the Western Cape, they had the Cape Town ICC, which was catering for those cases that were not sick and not requiring, you know, intensive care, so they could decant from their other facilities into this field hospital. So I think field hospitals become a very good alternative to ordinary hospital bed capacity. So they improve that and allow for that movement of patients, specifically when they no longer require intensive care.
What about KZN? It is the most populous province in South Africa, not with the facilities that one finds, or as much of facilities that one finds in the Western Cape and in Gauteng. How are they holding up so far?
So I think we are concerned about KZN. We've had reports that the cases are starting to increase. Even though if you look at their numbers, considering that the first reported case came from KZN, I think their numbers have not risen as quickly and as rapidly as we had expected. But I think all the various provinces will peak at different times. But we are seeing an increase. I mean, if you look at the current stats, they are sitting with 7.7% of the total caseload that we're seeing in South Africa right now, with Gauteng and Western Cape sharing the bulk of the load. With every province, preparedness is key, because I think in Gauteng for a very long while, we were sitting with very low numbers. But when the peak started, we actually exceeded the numbers that we were seeing in the Western Cape at the time when they were seeing a surge in cases. So I think there is no room for any province to relax and say we will not be hit as heavily as other provinces have been. It's really about making sure that a bed capacity is created, and not only relying on the available bed capacity, but supplementing with some of these other maybe filled hospitals, even in the Durban environment and also surrounding KZN regions.
In the initial stages of the virus, the healthcare workers were really hard hit. up to 20% of people in ICUs, working in ICUs, were actually dying. Well, we know, thankfully, that's massively improved today. But are the healthcare workers properly protected all around the country?
We only hope so. The reports are PPE is being provided for. And I think for me, it's also very important to understand the sources of infection, making sure that, you know, our healthcare workers are aware of potential behaviors within the hospital facilities that expose them to infections. We had a very interesting webinar some time ago where they were unpacking some of the investigation that was done at St. Augustine's to just see some of those issues that may actually lead to some of these mini hospital outbreaks. Maybe not mini, because some can be actually major, because in a hospital setting, you know, you've got sick patients, and also the type of procedures and also the exposure is different than if you are seeing people in the normal community. So I think from our side, really, it is about making sure that there is proper access to PPE, and we've been assured that there is provision of such, and in making sure that that is available. The next important aspect is really for the healthcare workers to make sure that, you know, the use of PPE, they use it appropriately, and they don't convene in tea rooms and do certain things that may also expose them to infections amongst themselves and with patients as well.
And just to close off with, it got very personal for me this week when a friend is on a ventilator in a hospital, so he's very ill with COVID-19. Have we got enough ventilators now so that people who need them are going to be able to access?
This is a very important question. We're getting quite a lot of questions even from some of our members around ventilators. I think at the start of the pandemic, we saw there was a lot of focus on ventilators. And I think what we've also learned from other countries, which is maybe a blessing that we are only seeing a surge at a later stage. So it gives us that opportunity to actually learn from countries like Italy, where actually the outcomes related to ventilation were not great, where they were actually very poor. So there are other interventions that are being deployed now, like high-flow nasal oxygen, you know, nursing patients in the prone position, which is lying on their stomachs, that have been shown to actually improve outcomes better than being ventilated. So I think the focus is really not on ventilating every patient who comes in. I think majority of patients can still be managed in a general ward, getting oxygen and, you know, nest in those various positions that improve outcomes. Only the very sick patients who need ventilation need to get ventilation, but with the understanding that mortality once a person gets into the ICU setting and also get ventilated is also very high. So I think for me, maybe the message here is to say, if you can prevent the infection, please prevent the infection. The non-pharmacological interventions work. Wearing of masks, we still see people not adhering to wearing of masks. People are not socially distancing. We're seeing people getting tired and fatigued with some of these interventions. But we're saying we are not out of this yet. We are actually reaching the peak, and therefore people must not get tired. And also, if you do get infected, please be aware that 80% of people can still be safely managed in the out-of-hospital environment. You know, there are devices that the high-risk people can use, like your pulse oximeters, to monitor at home, so that only if you are seeing deterioration can you be admitted in a hospital setting. And those who are admitted in hospital, not everyone is going to require a ventilator. There are other interventions that can be provided for, still contribute to good clinical outcomes.
Inside COVID-19 from BizNews.